Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 24 of John chapter 5. Jesus is speaking. Truly, truly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Truly, truly I say to you, an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, even so he gave to the Son also to have life in himself.
Believers in Christ often wrestle with discouragement and shame over past sins. This could then prompt doubt about God's love, because they feel unworthy to be his child. As a result, their guilty feelings weigh them down, sap their energy, dampen their hope, and draw them away from the Lord. Both the conscience and the Holy Spirit produce feelings of guilt within us when we sin, alerting us to the need to confess and repent. However, if we've trusted Jesus as Savior, there is no reason to hang on to remorse after repentance, because Jesus bore the guilt for all our sins when he died on the cross. We are forgiven, reconciled to the Heavenly Father, and credited with Christ's righteousness. Although we will still sin, God has given us a path to restoration and cleansing through confession. Although it's natural to feel regret for sin, we don't have to wallow in it. In fact, to do so is a denial of the sufficiency of Christ's death as payment for all sin. If you're dealing with feelings of shame, confess your sins and meditate on the redemption Christ purchased for you with his blood. Then believe God and let his truth set you free.